CW Network stars Push Freedom to Vote initiative to fight voter suppression hoax. By Warner Todd Houston on August 13, 2021. The CW Network, owned by both ViacomCBS and AT&T's Warner Media, is launching an initiative to combat what the Democratic Party and corporate media call voter suppression, despite polls that show Americans are more concerned about voter fraud. Calling the campaign Freedom to Vote, the ads for the effort will reportedly feature all the CW series stars urging viewers to help promote eligible voter protection and remove barriers to voting, according to Variety. The campaign will work in partnership with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under the Law and Vote.org. Grant Gustin, star of The Flash, Stargirl Sprague Bassinger, Olivia Liang of Kung Fu, and Dynasty stars Sam Adegoke and Liz Gilar are among the actors who added their names to the effort. The video PSAs will air during the network's prime time hours. Watch below. Voting is the very foundation of our democracy. We all deserve the right to vote, and the right to fair access to cast those votes safely and securely. The CW has an opportunity and a responsibility to engage our multi-platform audience in the efforts of our esteemed partners to encourage leaders in Washington and around the country to protect and strengthen the freedom to vote, the CW's Mark Pedowitz said according to Deadline. But a recent Quinnipiac University poll released last week shows slightly more Americans are concerned about voter fraud than they are voter suppression. Certainly, more Republicans are worried about fraud, but independents agree with 47% more worried about voter fraud compared to 45% who said they are concerned with voter suppression. Voter fraud concerns 47% of Americans who responded to the poll compared to 46% worried about voter suppression. Nevertheless, critics rarely offer concrete examples of voters being suppressed. Indeed, voting rates rose across all categories in every election since the 1990s, especially among Black voters. Voting rates soared in 2020. For the last half dozen years, many CW series, most aimed at adolescents and young adults, have featured extremely woke characters and storylines. Every series has several gay characters, each as main cast members, and each series has focused on presenting anti-corporation, anti-capitalist, and anti-racist topics and plots. To name a few, the network's reboot of the 1970s TV series Kung Fu now features a woke, feminist Chinese heroine crusading for social justice while chasing an evil Kung Fu master looking to use ancient magic to gain power. Its Batwoman series follows a Batwoman who is a lesbian. And its Charmed reboot has brought a transgender witch to the show along with its three social justice crusading sisters who spend their days battling evil demons, sexism, racism, and anti-transgenderism. And this year the CW went full anti-capitalism by introducing a new series, The Republic of Sarah, about a group of activists who declare their town an independent region to prevent a mining company from opening a new mining concern in their small town. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.